From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm James O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of The Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of The Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary G. Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. If you'd like to contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here is Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come your way with another edition of the Living Truth Radio program originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And this week we are continuing our study on sound doctrine. This is the fourth week in a row that we've been looking at this, and really what I'm doing with you, as most of you know by now, is we are going through a little booklet that I've written entitled A Study in Bible Doctrine that I would like to get into the hands of each and every one of you. And I know of churches where pastors now are using this in Bible studies. I know of a couple, a husband and wife, who are using this in their neighborhood Bible study just to focus on the concept of sound doctrine. And I know that some of you are probably saying, Pastor Gary, why 4 weeks of this? Well, the answer is simple. The Bible is a book of doctrine. From Genesis 1:1 to Revelation chapter 22:21. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine. The first purpose of the Bible is to teach doctrine. That is, teach who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. And if we are going to live to please the Lord, we need to know sound doctrine. In fact, doctrine, sound doctrine, is one of the major demarcations of unity, fellowship, and separation in the Christian life. Over in the book of Romans, chapter 16, the Word of God says, as Paul is speaking under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good works and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. You see, sound doctrine results in unity. Unsound doctrine should result in separation. Why? Because those who teach unsound doctrine not only do not know the Word of God, but they are speaking words and speeches that build themselves up rather than edifying Christians and glorifying God. And so, we are taking time on the program to talk about sound doctrine, to work our way through this little book that I have written entitled A Study in Bible Doctrine. Now, today, we're going to begin to look at another significant question, which is this. What are the results of unsound doctrine? Have you ever thought about that? Now, we have been emphasizing throughout the course of this study the fact that right doctrine breeds right living, but wrong doctrine breeds wrong living. As a matter of fact, the way that I have it in the booklet is this way. Right doctrine breeds righteous living, and wrong doctrine breeds unrighteous living. And so let's dig into that just a little bit as I continue to go down through this booklet that I've written, and let's look at the results of unsound doctrine. So let me go to reading, and then I'll stop and make comments as we go along. What are the results of maintaining unsound doctrine? I am certain that has been somewhat clear up to this point in the reading of this booklet, but just for the sake of emphasis, please let me expand on this question for a bit. The result of unsound doctrine has an effect in three areas of perspective. First of all, from the individual Christian's perspective. Each and every born-again believer who strays from sound doctrine will sooner or later face the following conditions. Number one, the loss of blessing from God. Number two, the loss of effective ministry for God. Number three, the loss of continual service for God. Number four, the loss of reward from God. Number five, confusion about biblical truth. Number six, improper interpretation of Scripture. Number seven, improper application of Scripture. Number eight, the ultimate rejection of absolute truth. Number nine, the danger of communicating false teaching. Number 10, being placed on the shelf of ineffectiveness for God. And number 11, chastisement from God. Now, let me pause to say that there's not one good thing in that list, is there? In fact, I suppose the list could go on and on and on. But one of the points that I bring out here as it relates to the individual Christian's perspective when they do not maintain sound doctrine is the ultimate rejection of absolute truth. I was talking to another pastor recently about evangelism, and we were talking about why it is that the average Christian and the average local church is relatively weak on personal evangelism, that most church growth comes because of people going from one church to another, not because people are getting saved and growing in Christ. Most church growth comes simply because of disgruntlement, and people hop from one church to another. Church growth should come as the result of evangelism. But why is it? Now think this through. Why is it that the average Christian is not a soul winner? Why is it that the average church is not strong on evangelism? Well, it's because we have allowed a misunderstanding of sound doctrine to lead us away from absolute truth. Now, you'll say, well, Pastor Gary, I don't necessarily understand that. Or somebody might say, I understand it, but I don't necessarily agree with it. Well, let's think about it for a moment. Is it not true that we are all to do the work of the evangelist? Yeah. That's what Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy and the 4th chapter. He said, do the work of the evangelist there in verse 5. That's applicable to every one of us. And then, of course, in addition to that, we've got the Great Commission that is given 5 times in the first 5 books of the New Testament. Summarized, as it were, in Mark 16 and verse 15, where Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's evangelism. Why is it that Christians are weak in evangelism? Why am I saying that it's the result of absolute truth or recognizing absolute truth? Well, here it is. Think this through. If every Christian understood the wickedness, the punishment, the terribleness, the wrath of God that is poured out in hell, which is according to the absolute truth of the Word of God, then every Christian would be more actively involved in evangelism. Would you agree with that? Hell is no place pleasurable. Hell is not a good place to go. I remember a number of years ago, a person whose name, if I'd mentioned on the radio today, you would know them. But this individual said, I'm not going to go to hell because none of my friends won't be there. And excuse me, let me repeat that. He said, I'm not going to go to heaven. I don't want to go to heaven because none of my friends will be there. I'm going to go to hell where all of my friends are. Now, Was he misled? Absolutely. He was misled in not understanding how bad hell really is. In fact, he actually went on to say that we'll raise money to air condition the place. You know, that borders on blasphemy. But it shows that that person does not understand the absolute truth of what hell's all about. And if you and I, as Christians, understood the absolute truth of hell, that hell is real, it's a place where the worm never dies, where it is a place that teaches eternal and everlasting punishment separated from God. If we really were convinced of that absolute truth, I believe that we would be more actively involved in evangelism. Don't you? If we really believed absolute truth, when Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature," we would obey it. And so, you see, from the individual Christian's perspective, if we stray away from sound doctrine, sooner or later, we will bring into our lives thoughts, attitudes, and actions that are not pleasing to God. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow, when we continue our study in sound doctrine, we're going to look at another result of unsound doctrine, and I trust that you'll be there by the radio. And again, if you do not have this booklet, if you've not yet requested it, I would encourage you to contact us here and ask for it, and we will be delighted to send it to you free of charge. The only thing that we ask is that you send something along to help with the shipping and handling. Well, thank you for joining us today. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no cost for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to help defray the costs of handling and shipping. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at simply wayoftruth@juno.com. Please visit our website. It's www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth radio broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Dr. Gary Dahl, I'm James O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.